Welcome to episode 23 of Country Fresh with me, Big Daddy Dave. Today, I'll sit down and talk with an up-and-comer from the Northeast. Frankie Justin is my guest today. Let's start out with one of his recent songs. It's called Quitting You here on Country Fresh.
Talking about giving up the cigarettes. One day out of the blue, I just up and did. I still do some heavy thinking about taking a drink. But the strongest thing I've tried to quit is how to stop thinking about you. Every time I close my eyes, you're there right in front of me. Reach for you and grab nothing but the air. And every night you crawl in my head. I still miss you bad. Hardest thing I ever tried to do is quit you. Job that I had, I called him up, said I'm through at the drop of a hat. I've walked away from anything I've ever tried to quit. So why can't I just put you down instead of sitting here thinking about you? Every time I close my eyes, you're there. Every night you crawl in my head. I still miss you bad. Hardest thing I ever tried to do is quit you. In front of me, I reach for you and grab nothing but air. You, every time I close my eyes, you're there, right in front of me. I reach for you and grab nothing but the air. Every night you crawl in my head. I still miss you bad. Hardest thing I've ever tried.
Quitting You, there's Frankie Justin, my guest on this episode of Country Fresh. Hey, Frankie, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's been a little while since we've chatted, so this is a great time to catch up, and I love it.
Definitely. It has been a minute, and good to catch up, man.
It is indeed. So tell us, before we get into more about you, Quitting You, tell us a little bit about that song right there we just heard.
Yes. So I was writing with a friend of mine, Brian Warren, last summer in the middle of the pandemic. We were doing a Zoom write, which we've been doing a whole lot of the past year and a half. And so it was a really fun song that we were writing. Then he said, you know, I've got some songs that I've written and they're, you know, in the catalog. I would love for you to hear them. I said, sure, send them along. And when I heard that song, I mean, you know me, Dave, I love Country Heartbreak. I think that's a thing in songs that's, I just love country heartbreak songs. And when I heard that, I was like, oh man, that it just hit me. And so I was like, guess what? You got the next single. And after I showed it to everybody and put, I kind of put my spin on it, kind of did some stuff with it. We took it to the studio and, it was just so much fun to, be able to record that song. And it was my first song that got on a Spotify editorial playlist too. So that was really special. I remember, the day it was released, just being freaking out at like 11 o'clock at night, seeing that it made it on there. And then it, when it charted, I was, again, just freaking out because it was a lot of firsts for that song. Mm-hmm. And I love the fire out of it.
Yeah, when I heard that one, I'm like, yeah, this is definite. I knew why you grabbed that one. It just, like you said, you like the heartbreak. There's just something about it. And that, I mean, that's what country music's all about.
That's right.
So I like to, you know, introduce folks to the artists that I'm chatting with. And of course, I know a lot about you. But, you know, when people, you know, I always ask, where did you grow up? And you kind of grew up in a not typical spot when people think of country music artists.
Oh, yeah. No, I grew up right in the hub of country music, Connecticut. No, I'll be honest. There's a lot of city parts of the state, but like my town, a lot of the towns I grew up around, there's spots that are country. And, you know, mm-hmm. like I went to a Willie Nelson concert, you know, that's traditional country.
Right.
About a week and a half ago, And he had 30 to 40,000 people out there. Same thing with all the modern artists. So when a country artist comes to town, you know, people definitely show up and, you know, there's definitely a huge market here. And, you know, growing up in my dad's saddle company, I grew up traveling a lot, so I was really exposed to a lot of great music and of our genre.
Yeah, and I'm sure you heard some great artists that your dad exposed you to. Who were some of the people that he really liked to listen to that maybe in turn influenced you, too?
Well, you know, it's funny because at the time growing up, honestly, I loved traditional country. You know, that's like, now that I'm older and now that I'm in my 20s, you know, I love what we're doing modern-wise, and I like to kind of mix some things and have fun with it where it's a little bit different, but it still has, you know, steel guitar in it, and we can do some different stuff with that. But, you know, growing up, I love traditional artists, going to Nashville a lot. I loved early on, like the old school guys, like Porter Wagoner, George Jones, Willie Nelson, all those guys. And my dad was actually a big fan of Jason Aldean and people like that. And going to those first concerts and seeing Aldean and Rascal Flatts with, like, my first concert was a Taylor Swift concert opening up for Rascal Flatts. So
wow.
Going to be exposed to all of that, it's kind of like I got a melting pot of country, you know? Wasn't like I was into rock. I wasn't into pop. It was like I grew up from everything from Roy Acuff to Luke Bryan, you know? So it kind of made it interesting inspiration, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. A wide gamut there of different artists that yeah. you know, that you drew from. And when was it that you know, I'm sure when you were young, I mean, you grew up around the horse industry and were involved in that, but when was it you decided, you know what, I want to try music and this is what I want to do with my life?
Oh, you know, it's funny. You know, some things just keep coming back to you, you know. Growing up, I was like, oh, I'm going to do the horse business. You know, mm-hmm. I love animals and get something with that. I'm talking like a kid, like before 10. But then, you know, music just kept coming back to me. And I just kept getting opportunities to like play an open mic, play a show. Like the first time I ever sang out live was in Nashville. Somebody who knew me before and knew that I would just be a kid that could sing Johnny Cash invited me to go up and sing with him. So there I was like, 9 years old, playing with Marty Robbins, lead guitar player, and Farron Young's son backing me up. And it just kept coming back. So after a few times of getting up there and singing, I guess I got bitten by the bug. And I was like, yeah, animals are always going to be a part of my life, but music has to be the soul circle of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've been doing a great job. How is, you know, with the family business being the saddle company, what was it like when you told the family, you know, I think I want to try this. I want to do this.
Oh, they were so supportive. Honestly, my parents and family and everybody has been more supportive. Shoot, more supportive than me some days. You know?
I hear you. Awesome. You know, I follow you on social media. That's kind of how we keep track of each other. But I see a ton of pictures of you and your dad out there, and he's got to be a big inspiration for you.
He is. He's definitely the proudest dad, you know, and mm-hmm. I've learned a lot from him in life, in music, and just so many certain things. and we definitely have fun. I'll be catching up with him at the end of the month. I'm doing some shows out west in Texas, and on my way back, I'll swing through, and we're going to ride home together. So
that is cool. And I know you've been out there playing, but let's kind of backtrack to when COVID hit. What happened with you? I know a lot of different artists did some different things. They tried to find another outlet and went online. What was that like for you?
Like everybody was interesting, you know, I was working on a movie at the time up in Massachusetts, so local to Connecticut. It was nothing. It was a very, like, the smallest part you can get, but I was there. And I just remember sitting there with everybody, all my friends who were on set, on lunch break and everything. They'd be like, hey, they're shutting down football games and hockey games. Like, what? And then we're like, yeah, this will last 2 weeks and then we'll be good. Mm-hmm. So that was, I think it would be ignorant of me not to say it hit me like, just makes sense. It hit me like everybody did, kind of, as a shock. As if that all makes, if I'm wording that right, if it makes sense, it was just real shock. And so after about a month or so, I said, well, I'm going to do the best with the circumstances I have right now and move forward as much as I can. So that's what I did, you know, started doing a lot of writes, started working on social media a little bit differently. And, you know, I really can't thank radio enough, because I had a song that dropped a month before the pandemic hit. It was called Spotlight. And, you know, you guys played it all the way through the summer. And I had a song on the charts from the week the pandemic hit all the way to like July. And mentally, that was so good for me when I wasn't doing shows. And honestly, I'm being sincere in this one, that really carried me through a lot of those interesting months.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, when you have a song that comes out right around or just before everything that happened, that had to be a bit nerve-wracking, going, oh, great, what is going to happen with this?
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, I'm just now starting to get back to radio tours. Like the call before this, we were lining up and seeing like, okay, who's open? Who will see us, you know, because just now just starting to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's usually how you do it. You know, you go out on a radio tour and you promote the song and it's like, well, shoot, how do I do it now? So you just had to reinvent the wheel a little bit. But having the people like you and everybody at radio there for me, really meant a lot and kept me going through the first parts of COVID.
Now, with your rights, you were talking about that. Was that something you already did, you know, a little bit kind of virtually here and there? Or did you really have to make that a big adjustment over this time?
It was a mix. I mean, I never knew what Zoom was until mm-hmm. That's everybody. It was always like FaceTime and Skype. And for some reason, I don't know who uses Skype anymore. I don't know anybody who really does that. And it was always Skype before that. So we would do Skype writes here and there. But then it went from some writes that were virtual to like all writes that were virtual. Mm-hmm. And then it's like last year, the end of last year came around. I think my first back in person write was in the fall of last year, like October, this time of year last year.
So now we're
getting back to seeing people.
Yeah, what was that like, you know, after being stuck doing it on Zoom? Because I know it's so different, you know, being by yourself and listening to somebody as opposed to kind of getting the vibe from that person. That must have been just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'll be honest in this, saying I actually like the Zoom right. Because you're in the comfort of your own home. If you want to go get a snack or a drink, you can. And especially when you're on a first write, you can get to know someone pretty good even over Zoom. Mm-hmm. And so I actually like them, you know. After a certain amount of time, I was ready for, ready to get back to seeing people. But at first, I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's good that, you know, because I've talked to some people absolutely just hated having to do it on Zoom. And then,
oh, I hate it now, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, if but he says Zoom, I'll be like, nope, I can't do that.
Now, you're getting back out there as things are, you know, opening up in certain places, being able to get back out on the road. How is that?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's so cool, you know, because now I've had quite a bit of, like, right before the pandemic started, I was getting my first single that charted on country radio, Broken Heartbreak. And we went viral on TikTok a few times since. which has really helped things on the streaming end and just getting new fans. So now, like, from that, it's pretty cool. It's, like, grown a bit since I kind of couldn't do shows to now, because now people are coming out and singing the songs back to me, or they'll be like, wait, I know that song. And so it's so exciting. You know, it's so great to have people who are excited to be there, because they really make the show.
Yeah, I know a lot of us, you know, on both sides, musicians and as fans, have just been waiting for things to open back up. And they are in a few spots, so it's good to see, you know, some of these shows that are able to happen again. So I know that's got to be a good feeling for you. And you spoke a little bit about, you know, you do a little acting, a little dabbling there. How did that happen? And what have you been up to with that?
Same thing. In music, it just kind of came up to me. You know, I'd always, throughout my time of high school pursuing music and stuff, there'd always be acting opportunities, but I never, at the time, was really into it. And then once I got out of high school and we started going for radio and stuff, there were more opportunities and better ones. I said, well, shoot, I might as well try it. So been doing that a few years now, just on and off whenever I'm in the area. And if the opportunity comes up and the time's available, then I'll go and shoot something. But I got some cool stuff that I've been doing this year. Again, that was closed down too. So getting back into that a little bit, I think I could say it now because the movie's coming out in a month. But the coolest thing that happened to me so far in that was I got to work with George Clooney over the spring.
Ooh, how about that?
Yeah, and let me tell you, he was so cool. And he hired me himself on a movie, which was really cool. He picked me personally. And great guy, really humble and really fun to hang out with. So
that is awesome. I'm going to have to keep my eyes open on that. And I mean, of course, music is your first love, but what kind of aspirations do you have for acting?
You know, I just love, I love storytelling. I love bringing emotion through art. And I think it's similar to me in music. The movies are similar in that way in music. It's just a different way to do it. And so, I love making somebody feel something, getting an emotion out of someone and making them feel something. And so that's what movies and music are for me. And, you know, I have inspirations of like Charles Esten, Elvis Presley, people who've done music and movies. And I just saw Charles shoot about 2 weeks ago in Nashville. And we talked a little bit and he gave me some good advice. And now I got some people working for me in New York on the acting end of things, and Nashville rolling with music. So it's just really cool to be able to do both, you know, be able to Monday through Saturday, maybe shoot a movie, and then the weekend go out and see some radio and go do some shows. That's really a dream come true.
That's awesome. How about making a movie where you do music in it?
See, that's what I want to do so bad. That would be so much fun. I saw Dwayne Johnson had a role in Jungle Cruise where he was just sitting there playing guitar and talking with her romantically. And I'm like, that would be so cool doing a movie, because a lot of Elvis's movies back in the 60s are an inspiration as they're very musically driven. And that would be so much fun to just be an artist, or be even somebody who's like a college age kid, high school kid, who plays guitar and sings and is like, I'm going to do this song for my girlfriend, and musters up the energy to do that. I think that would be so much fun to film. And that action and westerns are like my go-to. Comedy, of course. I love those genres.
Nice. That would be a lot of fun. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that, hey, you never know, down the line, you meet the right people, it could happen.
That's it.
So you've got a new song out now. Is this off of a new project or something that's going to be coming out?
So this is a single right now. This is the single. I fell in love with this song, especially over quarantine. You know, I've been fortunate, blessed enough to have amazing writers and publishers pitching me songs in Nashville. And this song came on a pitch that was in the same pitch as Broken Heartbreak, which is really cool. And I always liked it, and I would keep revisiting this song. I would just kept coming back to it. I was like, that song's got something. And over quarantine, I kept listening to it. You know, I started messing around with it, playing it, and I just overly fell in love with the song. and got permission to cut it. And the guys who wrote Florida Georgia Line's I Love My Country and Kane Brown's Good As You and Lose It, and Lose It is one of my favorite songs. The guys who wrote those songs wrote this song, that team, Will Weatherly, Smith Anquist, and Zach Dubois. And I am just overly honored to be able to cut one of their pieces of art. And once we got into the studio, the magic really started happening. We worked hard on trying to recreate what they did, because they did what an amazing demo. And I think we did that and much more. So,
yeah, it's a great song. It's called Chaser. And I know, because we keep in touch, we'll shoot texts back and forth to each other once in a while.
Yeah.
But and I know I say this every time, but this is your best song. But that's because over the last, what, 5 or 6 years that we've known each other, each song I can hear and see the growth from one single to the next. And that's a great thing.
Well, man, thank you so much, sir. That, man, it means the world. And, you know, I remember, you know, when I first started, I had songs that I just wrote myself, you know, and stuff like Summer Lover and Crazy. I mean, I remember one night you texted me and was like, man, you said that because it was my best at the time there. It's like, this is one of your best things yet. I'm adding it tomorrow. And, man, texts like that, inspiration from people like you and PDs or radio, man, it just, it honestly keeps you going, and man, it means a lot.
Well, I am proud to call you my friend, and I love hearing when you come out with new music. So keep doing what you're doing. It's sounding great. If people want to follow you on social media, where is the best place for them to find all things Frankie Justin?
All right. Well, Spotify and Instagram, everything's pretty universal. You can find all of my socials, Frankie Justin Music, that's Frankie with an IE, on every social, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and as well as TikTok. And you can also find me on Spotify and Apple Music, just Frankie Justin Music.
All right. So everybody get out there, check out his music, follow him on social, and see what he's got going on. Because, boy, you keep busy. It's hard to keep track of where you're at.
I can't even keep track of it half the time, Dave. Let's be real.
I totally understand it. So I appreciate, I know you're busy. I appreciate your time. When you catch up with your dad, make sure you tell him I said hello. And we'll wrap it up with this great song, Chaser. So thank you again, Frankie.
Hey, thank you, sir. You have a great one.
Wanna know if I noticed that blonde giving me the eye at the bar with a short dress on? Yeah, she's wasting her time. 'Cause you're hotter than cinnamon whiskey and you're sweeter than wine. And your kiss does something to me, so keep 'em coming tonight. If I could put it in a bottle, girl, you know that I would be sipping on it straight, 'cause it tastes so good. It's so smooth, got me feeling so right. I wanna drink it slow, make it last all night. I don't really think I even need a shot glass, just pass it over here and I'll tip it right back. You're top shelf, don't want anyone else. I'm just shooting you straight, girl, I don't want a chaser. She does to know she's got nothing on you, 'cause you're my favorite buzz. And if I could put it in a bottle, girl, you know that I would be sipping on it straight, 'cause it tastes so good. So smooth, got me feeling so right. I wanna drink it slow, make it last all night. I don't really think I'd even need a shot glass, just pass it over here and I'll tip it right back. Top shelf, don't want anyone else. I'm shooting you straight, girl, I don't want a chaser. Get my head spinning just with your kiss. It's got me up against the wall. Yeah, you're
Yeah, I've never felt the buzz like this. Drinking alcohol.
If I could put it in a bottle, girl, you know that I would be sipping on it straight, cause it tastes so good. So smooth, got me feeling so right. I wanna drink it slow, make it last all night. I don't really think I'd even need a shot glass, just pass it over here and I'll tip it right back. You're top shelf, don't want anyone else. I'm just shooting you straight, girl, I don't want a chaser.
There's Chaser, the latest from Frankie Justin. You can find out more about him online. Just look for Frankie Justin Music, and you can track down what he's up to and all kinds of great music that he's got out there for you. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Country Fresh. Every Friday, there's a brand new episode ready and waiting for you. Country Fresh with me, Big Daddy Dave, is a DRG Media production.